What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
So Madison and I are sitting here with our drinks. Mm-hmm. It sounds like we're alcoholics because we're getting fucked up in every episode. But let me tell you on this one specifically.
Necessary.
Yeah. For multiple reasons.
Yeah.
Madison and I, well, I'm fully willing to tell every detail of my sex life to you guys. Will I regret it? Maybe. When I have a child one day, will they listen back to this and say, Mom, why were you talking about girls fingering you up the asshole? And I'm going to say, I really, that wasn't me.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to go through. So if you couldn't guess by the title of this episode, Maddie and I are going to talk about the very first time we fucked a girl. Because Maddie does not tell me explicit details of her sex life.
I don't tell you details of any part of my life.
No, she doesn't tell me shit. She almost got abducted last month and forgot to mention it to me. And I was like, okay, I bet. Like, I tell her if I'm – meanwhile, I text everyone in my phone book if I get a new couch.
Oh, literally. When we lived together, I'm not fucking kidding you. We didn't even have the new couch yet. We literally had the online photos. And she texts me. She's like, can you send me the photo of the couch? I was like, I mean.
Why?
Yeah, but why? Every single mutual friend that we had let me know that they knew that we were getting a new couch.
And bro, this is like a $500 Costco couch.
Yeah, it wasn't fucking special.
It was like the basic brown one that every bitch has in her place after she graduates college.
Exactly.
And it's like, why was I so hyped on this fucking couch, bro? No idea. No clue. Everyone was like, I texted people like, I got a new couch. Like, yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Was this meant for me?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, for sure.
Wait, wrong number?
Yeah, or? I know. It's like, okay. Yeah. Madison's going to start this one off. You know why?
Shit.
Because I want her to come in hot with her story. She's never told me this story.
Scared.
And we probably won't ever talk about it after this episode.
We will not.
Because Madison does not tell me explicit details, as I told you mm-hmm. guys. She'll tell you guys mm-hmm. right now. She'll put herself on blast. Madison Rose, start this one off telling everyone about the first time you licked a puss.
Okay. Well, let's start first time for that and last time for that. Please don't ever, ever say that when we are closer than like 6 feet apart, you know?
Can't promise.
Oh, I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Go. Smoking my puff. Go.
Okay. This, I mean, I would love for this to be like a real, you know, Cinemax moment. But let me tell you, it's a story. And we'll just leave it at that, you know? I'll let you decide how you feel about it after I tell this story, okay?
Okay.
God. Okay. So I was
16.
I was not.
The other girl was 46. Just kidding.
40. It was my neighbor.
It was the hot mom next door.
Yeah, oh my God. Fucking dream. Okay. I was 18. And
she's saying that because she doesn't want to get in legal trouble. She was 16. Stop lying to our followers. Stop lying to our podcast.
Shut up. Shut up. I was 18. She was 26, 27.
Sus.
Big time. We go because she at this time lived with other people that like we knew. I knew, would know me, would know that us, you know.
How'd you guys meet?
You're such a fucking piece of shit. She was my camp counselor.
It was her camp counselor. Go off. Go off.
I'm really living the full fantasy. You can find it on Pornhub.
Deadass. So you guys are at camp one day.
Yeah, we're at camp. Christian camp, I'll add, you know, really spice it up. Really, truly living the Christian schoolgirl fantasy.
It really was Christian camp. Madison was wearing a full uniform. I mean, this bitch was wearing
which included a skirt. Picture that.
A pleated skirt with a little collared shirt.
For fuck's sake.
And her camp counselor was like, hell yeah, that bitch turned 18 last week. I'm on that.
We're going the fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. So time goes by. She lived with people that we knew. And so, like, her place wasn't, you know, safe. So we go to her sister's apartment, which, you know, again, from the jump, hey.
Still not safe. hey, you're going to the sister's place. Would this sister have her back that she was fucking the little schoolgirl? Was that it?
I'm ill.
She was
in
on
Ill.
It?
I mean, she was, but.
Literally.
Okay, so we go there, and it was just, oh my God, the worst you could imagine. Of course, in the moment, I thought that it was like, I was like, this is the pinnacle.
Absolute flames.
Yeah, I was like, this is the height of the sexual pleasure that I will ever feel in my life. And looking back, bare minimum.
Bare minimum. What
you
does
know
that
why?
Mean? Why?
Didn't even go down on me.
This bitch did not go down on you?
No.
The 18-year-old schoolgirl, she finally got you when you turned 18 a week prior,
and she didn't go down
on you?
No. It was, okay. So we were there, also gay. We were both wearing fucking, like, Lululemon, you know, the classic, just the black tights, the classic. We were both wearing those. We were both probably wearing t-shirts. I don't fucking know. But, like, I remember the tight specifically because I remember just being, like, that was such, like, a specific moment where we were, like, let's, like, you know, take these off.
You're a child. Go back to your child.
I'm drinking.
Currently chugging. Go back to your child brain of when you were 16 and tell them about the sensuality of, is that a word, of wearing Lululemon tights and how that's like a hot thing. Now it's like, okay, we're wearing Lulus. Like,
are you 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't so long ago.
Were you wearing,
like,
a thong
literally
yet, or were you still wearing This bitch had homework. This bitch still had homework to do.
I was wearing just regular old underwear from Old Navy.
Oh my God.
Okay, so yeah, it was like, I remember it was like that, the tights, and then a lot of, like, you know, just like that, just really unnecessary, like, wow, we're here. This is like a moment. It's happening. Whatever. Fucking bullshit.
How long was the lead up before you guys fucked? Or, like, you guys hooked up, I should say, because you guys didn't really fuck. How long was the lead up to it?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, like, a minute, I guess.
Yeah. Until Madison turned 18.
April 8th, she was like, yo, what's good?
She's like, happy birthday. Can I lick your pussy?
Tights come off. I think our shirts came off, but bras did not come off, which is hilarious to just be laying there, like, both of us. God, the visual. You know when you, like, do things and then, like, you have hindsight, obviously, and you look back and you're like, whoa. Like, what? How? Mm-hmm. How did I get to that moment? Whatever. So, yeah, no. She didn't go down on me. I didn't go down on her. I think we literally just, like, fingered each other and, like, just made out, like, really fucking heavily.
Nice.
And, like, she probably, you know what? I think, oh, dude, this is something. She gave me a hickey. And
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Claiming her territory.
Well, yeah. And I was like, with that said, as, like, fucking so stupid as it sounded, I swear to God, it lasted, you know, 7.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like, I mean, maybe you've had this experience, maybe you haven't, but, like, sex with a girl is so, like, well, first of all, it's, like, so up and down. It's, like, up, 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 and then you go down for, like, a second. But then you're right up and ready to go again. Like, girls can just keep fucking going.
Yeah, girls have sex all night.
Yeah, and there's just this sense of, like, almost like you can't stop.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably just stoked to be there, right?
Right, exactly.
Like, the first time you hooked up with a girl, holy shit, I'm here. Like, I'm embracing every moment of this.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and then, like, that was fucking – oh, okay, so she gave me the hickey, and so I was, like, fucked because have to go home.
Had homework.
Still live with my parents. Had volleyball practice the next day. Needed to put my PE clothes in the laundry. Oh my God, I'm so fucked. This is not good. This cannot be out in the ether. Yeah, and then we carried on, you know.
So was it like all night? Did you guys just make out heavily all night and like finger each other all night?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think about it now because you are 26 years old.
Yeah.
So like if you were hooking up with an 18-year-old right now, what would like would I you have done it differently?
First of all, wouldn't happen. First of all, not even on my radar.
Yeah, that's what am I saying? Obviously.
Literally no one under fucking like 24 at this point.
21 for me. It's 21 for me.
What's as long up? As you can get into a bar, what's good?
As long as you don't have PE the next day, what's good?
That kind of wraps it up. Yeah. It was, you know.
Did she text you like anything after or before? How did you feel after you were in it? Were you like, this is amazing? Or like, did you think it was shit?
No, I thought it was amazing, but I also remember
you liked her, right?
Yeah, but I also remember like almost like not thinking, you know, like being in the moment. Like I don't want to say I like blacked out because I didn't. Like I was present, but like you know how you like just there's like so much heightened like adrenaline and like excitement and whatever that like that can kind of like blur, you know, the experience that's actually happening and also subsequently like your memory, you know. But yeah, I mean, of course, I was like,
oh God. Okay, mine was like literally yesterday. No, I'm kidding. Again, you guys know I'm new to the game, but same with dating guys. I thought I could hook up with a girl and I would just be like, yo, I got this.
Yeah.
Like, I know what's up because I'm like, I'm a girl. I know what other girls like. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
I was so like, I think I played it off well. If you asked her, I don't know if I did.
Oh.
Because there was a moment when she goes, oh, I'll tell it. Okay.
I cannot wait.
So, again, it was a lot of like, it was like the situation with you. Like, you're waiting for it for a long time. You guys are talking for a while. And then, like, you finally hang out. And you know, girls, like, when you hang out with a girl, like, and you're like, we're not going to fuck on the first date because, like, you know, we shouldn't do that, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I had that mindset because you know when you fuck a guy the first night, they're like, peace out, never seeing you again, you're a hoe. It's not really like that with girls.
No.
Like, it's kind of like we both, like, I'm not going to, like, disrespect you if, like, we hook up the first night.
Sure.
So I'm talking to this girl. And mind you, like, I didn't really know what she looked like because her pictures were, like, kind of, you know, vague and, like, I didn't know what she looked like. So when I met her, and we talked on the phone and we texted a lot, but, like, when she got here, I immediately was like, I was super attracted to her. Mm-hmm. And so when we like hooked up, I was like super excited about it, but I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know how to like obviously finger myself, but I didn't know how to finger her. And I was like, you know, when you see like lesbians are like, you know, I cut my nails really short. I was like, fuck, am I supposed to cut my nails short? Like, I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. And I was like, I don't have a dildo. Am I supposed to have a strap on? Like, I was like, fuck. Like,
no.
Are they bringing...
First fucking night you were thinking this shit?
Bro, I didn't know.
If I came over and we were having sex for the first time and you pulled out a fucking strap on, I would run. I would leave my car parked. I would just run.
Bro, I had no idea. I was like, is this expected? I didn't fucking know. Okay. So we're hooking up. We're like making out. And then like we're whatever. And I'm like dying to like go down on her. The fingering moment, I was like, okay, I think I'm doing this right. But I have no idea. And also.
How are you doing it? Tell me.
Cringe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I put my finger on there and I was like, I think I'm doing this right, but I'm not sure. And I was like, I think I'm seeing somebody touching her clit at the same time, but I'm not positive if I'm getting it right. Like, it's true. Like, when guys can't find the clit, like, bitch over here can't find the clit. Okay. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I'm like trying to do some like double action shit, you know, like, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You got two hands going.
And like, she was super like confident because she's obviously, she's been hooking up with girls since she was
a
child like you.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I like finally, like, she went down on me first.
First?
Yeah. And I was like, holy fuck. Like,
really?
Yeah. I was like,
have guys gone down on you?
Yes.
And it felt different?
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, there's something like sexier about like a girl going down on you. That's what I'm saying.
It felt different.
Yeah, it felt different in the way, like emotionally, I was like, holy fuck, like a girl is going down on me right now. Like the thought of that just felt like,
oh, I see.
So, like so much like hotter.
Yeah.
And because also it was new and like, I knew about the fact that she'd hooked up with other girls in the past. So I was like, something about that was hot to me for some reason. I don't know why. Like,
I was going to say, were you attracted to that she like, has experience, quote unquote?
Okay. Yeah, like, I think it's hot. I mean, same with guys, too. Like, if guys have some experience, I'm like, okay, like, that's hot. Like, if a guy's, like, never fucked a girl, I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, I don't want to be your first, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, I thought that was hot. Yeah. And also because I thought she was, like, super confident about it and, like, knew she liked girls. That's the thing, too. Like, hooking up with a girl that's never hooked up with another girl before, you're like, are you going to be into girls?
Yeah.
Because you're not sure.
Right,
so,
right.
Like, I knew she was super down for girls.
Yeah.
I was certain of that. And, like, I played it off, like, oh, yeah, bro, I've been fucking girls all day. Like, I've totally had sex with so many girls. Like, yeah, for sure. I made it seem like that. In, like, our previous conversations, I would, like, dodge the question. And I'd be like, we'll talk about it another. She's like, how many girls? I'm like, we'll dodge it. I'm like,
no. Meanwhile, you're ready to pull on a strap out.
Strap on. I'm literally like, should I go purchase one on Amazon? So she comes. So, like, she, well, did she come? I don't remember.
Oh,
maybe
awkward.
She didn't. Who fucking knows?
Do
oh,
you
my
know?
God. Holy fuck.
Wait, do you, can you tell? Do you feel like you can tell?
Yeah, I feel like I could tell now, but I didn't know then. So she goes down on me and I'm like, holy shit. Like, you, and she knew exactly what she was doing.
Okay.
So then I, like, she's doing that and I'm like, fuck. Like, and I'm like, she's just the, literally the hottest girl I think
sure.
I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
I thought, like, she still is.
Yeah.
So I'm literally like, okay. And then I'm like, dying to go down on her, but I'm also like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, I'm just gonna like mirror what she did.
Sure.
I'm gonna try and copy what she did.
Sure.
And so I did, but like, so like, I think it went well. I have no idea. Okay, here's the thing. Hold on. When you're hooking up with a girl for the first time and it's not a guy and you're used to a guy, I was like, it's almost like touching a dick for the first time if you've ever done that. Like, I'm trying to remember that for the first time. I was like, this is like, it feels like this is a whole different body part. And I'm like learning, like, it's a different shape. It feels wet already. It's like, you just, you're clearly like, you're just like, this is a whole, the whole world is like a whole different thing.
Sure.
And I'm like, I have no, I've never done this, but I'm processing the fact that I'm touching a pussy for the first time. I'm processing the fact that, like, do I like this?
Yeah.
Yes, I like this.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, this could be broken up into four different nights and it'd be overload explosion for my brain.
Yeah.
But it was all in, like, an hour. Or no, it wasn't. We had sex literally until 5 a.m. Okay. And then we were, like, laying there for maybe 5 minutes. And then we like going again.
Yeah.
And but then she pulls out some other trick.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, this is different.
Which,
like,
is what? Don't act like you're not gonna.
Oh, bitch, I'm saying it. Okay. Cause again, like when you hook up with guys, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You got 10 bags, 10 tricks in your bag. You stop saying because you don't hook up with guys. okay. So then she does this other thing, right? She puts her finger like up me.
Scared.
Right? But she gets on top. And then she kind of like goes up and down, like she's like, how do I explain it? Like, her finger's up me, she's on top of me, but she's like like going back, like dry humping.
Hell yeah.
But her finger is up me.
Nice.
So it feels, it's like the, it's like, it's kind of like a dick, but it's like the feeling of a guy like going in and out of you, but with your hand, but there's more pressure because they're like bouncing up and down on top of you.
Yeah.
So yeah, she did that and I was like, holy shit, like this is hot. You
that
know
was the move for you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, that was hot. And then, bro, there was another one.
I'm already ill.
I know, you're ill.
Yeah.
So then she tells me to turn around, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. So she tells me to turn around. And so I'm laying on my stomach.
Okay.
And then she takes her hand and puts it up my pussy. But and then she like takes my hip, right? And like pulls it up and down as like her hand is under me. So I'm laying on my stomach. Like, try to picture this, you guys.
Dude.
I'm laying on my stomach and then she's behind me, right? With her hand up me.
Yeah.
And then she's pulling my hip from behind me, like, and like pulling it up and down, like pushing it up and down. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're like, yeah, again, like fucking your hand.
Again, but yeah, like, it's like you're getting fucked from behind.
Exactly. Yeah. It felt like you're getting fucked from behind. Yeah. And then I don't know, maybe we were like, maybe I think we did like 69 at one point. I don't know.
Dude, nice. Yeah. Nothing like a good old 69,
but
you know?
But the thing is though, all the like hand shit like turned me on way more because,
oh, fuck yeah.
Because 69 is like such a typical thing you do with a guy. And yeah. I was like, been there, done that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I like, this shit is creative. Like these are things that I would never think of,
sure.
Which is like the experience thing. Like I have an experience like hooking up with girls.
Right.
So my mind was fucking blown.
Yeah.
So it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Again, cool flex.
I know. Again, cool flex. And I like, we're kind of getting tired and I'm like laying down, but I'm like laying down like on like her pussy, and she's like, she so goes
ear on the pussy.
Yeah,
nice.
So like my ear is like literally like right on her stomach, and nice. I'm like just like ready to go again if we want to, but I'm also falling asleep. Christ. And she's falling asleep, and I'm like, and I'm, I literally, this is so fucking cringe and so embarrassing.
Come on.
I literally go, uh-oh. I literally said something like, I'm just obsessed with your pussy, or something like that. And she goes you fucked up with a girl before, right? Like, fuck.
No.
Yes, dude. And I'm like, fuck. Like, she knows. Like, she knows I've never done this. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For sure, bro.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because here's the thing. Technically, yes, I fucked a girl, okay, in my past. But, like, this, yeah, exactly. It was, like, the first time where I was, like, intentionally having sex with each other, yeah. And it was like built up,
yeah,
so that's why it was so much better,
yeah.
And then here was the fucking move, you guys.
Oh my God, there's already been so many moves.
The next morning, right, she leaves, the next morning she texts me, and I want all of you guys to text this to your girl the next morning, because I was like wet again, literally. She texts me and she goes I can smell you on my hands. I can smell you, or she goes, I can smell you on my hands, like heart eye emoji. And I was like, holy fuck, like you're so hot. So yeah, it was a whole new world.
Okay.
Better than any guy I'd ever had sex with.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you like really got turned out.
Oh, literally. So like people that are like, Blake, you're not really gay. Like you're just like born COVID. Bitch, I'm gay. All right. Don't get it twisted. So that was the move.
Wow.
And if you guys haven't done those moves, like...
I was just going to say, who was taking notes?
Do those fucking moves, yeah, bro. Because yeah. They work.
Yeah.
I was like, holy yeah, fold those shit.
In. Fold one of those in tonight and see what happens.
Get that in there, all right? And if you guys have any other like crazy sex moves you're doing with your
yeah.
girlfriends,
yeah.
hit us up. Also, thank God I didn't buy a fucking strap-on, because how embarrassing if I was like, oh, by the way, I heard you're supposed to get these things.
By the way, I have this. What do you think? Like, should we? Is this, like, what you're looking for tonight?
Because now if I'm hooking up with a girl for the first time and she brings out a strap-on, I'm like, I would be scared.
Oh, run. Run, dude. Run.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Fuck, now I miss her.
Okay.
All right, you guys. How do we end this?
We should just...
End
stop.
It and we're
just
never talking about this ever yeah. again.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
dope.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, follow us on Instagram, Blake yep. _ Aaron _ send us your lesbian sex tips. Because you know I'm a baby gay and I need to know. Madison is 15. She doesn't need any, but I'll let her know.
Don't send it to me, send it to Blake. She only really needs it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you know.
And remember to subscribe to this podcast.
Subscribe to the pod.
I fucking hate to say that because it's like fuck off, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to forget because, you know.
You can definitely tell us to fuck off. If you want to go and leave a review that just says fuck off, that's great. As
go
long
off.
As it's a 5-star review.
5-star, tell us to fuck off.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we'll see you guys on the next one. Blake _ Aaron _, and Madison's too long. Change it.
Too long.
Go.
It's Madison, the stallion, 2 E's in the 4 N's in stallion.
Too long. Change it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.